One final question about this patient is, you mentioned she had minor children. And of course, being in breast cancer specialists see lots of patients who have minor children in contrast to lung cancer and other cancers that occur in much older people. Any comments or observations about this issue of particularly patients with metastatic disease and minor children? Do you have any kind of programs, any kinds of general observations you've made, anything you say to your patients?
That's a very delicate issue. Actually, these patients who have minor kids and who have metastatic disease enter into a particular program with some social assistants and some psychologists who take care of them and also of the kids and of the entire family, because it's a completely disrupting adventure for the entire family. Unfortunately, my impression is that all this is never enough, because the need of assistance that these people require and deserve is so huge that there is no program that is really working so efficiently. But I think that, as a general rule, women with metastatic disease, minor kids, fighting against their disease, they need to enter special clinical programs within the hospital. They need to have a special dedicated pathways in terms of nurses, psychologists, social assistants, because there are so many problems. For instance, I told you about my patient that she couldn't bring the kids at school in the morning, so they were going with the father. And actually, when she was again able to bring them at school, there was such a big change in the equilibrium of the family. The father starts again to be so happy to have a wife who is really bringing kids at school. The kids feel again that they have a mother. So the psychologist told us that the complicated interactions that were at that time ongoing in the family were completely renovated and disrupted when the lady was able again to bring the kids at school. So I think it's critical to have this type of assistance that is clearly far beyond the medical needs, but I don't think it's enough. We probably need to improve it to have more care of these ladies in terms also of not only medical issues, but also psychological and social issues.